The reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 25 to 33. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are not much more valuable than they. Can any one of you, by worrying a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. And if this is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow, this is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Thank you for that reading, and good morning, everybody. I think we should make Will do the actions more often. I especially liked the dad dancing. That was great, Will. I did want to say this morning as well, we're going to be talking about flowers later on, and in our passage it talked about flowers, and I did want to say a big thank you to the ladies who've done our beautiful harvest flowers for today. Shall we give them a clap? So, harvest is a really good time for us to focus on the world that God has made. The very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, it tells us that God made the world. And when it tells us that God made the world, who can tell me what it was that God said about everything that he made? It says he made this, and he said this. He made this. And he said this. Does anybody know, can anybody remember what it was that God said about everything that he made? It was good. That's right. God said that it was good. God was happy with creation. The creation itself was good. He said that even before he created people, the creation itself was good. God has given us a good world. He's given us a living planet, which is beautiful, so many beautiful things, and also provides us with food, with water, and with lots of other things that we need to be able to live. And the reading that we just heard tells us about a time when Jesus was up on a mountainside. Lots of people had gathered around him because, you know, people used to love listening to Jesus and the things that he had to say. He wanted to teach people about God's kingdom, what it looked like, how we could live it out in our everyday lives. So as Jesus was speaking to the people, he invited them to take a closer look at the creation around them. What did he say? Look at the birds of the air. See how the flowers of the field grow. I wonder if we ever take time to just stop and look around at creation and just appreciate some of the beautiful things. Why don't you talk to the person next to you just for a minute and tell them what your favorite thing in creation is? What's your favorite thing in creation? So, lots of amazing things in creation. And what is it that Jesus wants us to learn from creation? He says that if we look at the world around us, then we will see how much God cares for the things that he has made. And he looks after them. So we're back to our birds and our flowers, I think. But to help us think about those, I'm going to need two volunteers, because I have these things here, which I'm going to need somebody who's strong enough to hold this up so we can all have a look at it. Come on then, you come. And this is a bird. Max, can you, no, other way around. There we go. It's going to go that way up. Are you coming as well, Michelle? Okay, Michelle's, are you big enough to hold up these big flowers? So, Ian has painted for us a beautiful bird and beautiful flowers, the lilies of the field. And look at the birds of the air, said Jesus. What can we learn from looking at the birds of the air? Jesus says they don't work and farm the ground to produce food, and yet God feeds them. Maybe some of us help a little bit with the feeding when we've got bird feeders in our garden, but that seed comes from God as well. God feeds the birds. And look at the flowers of the field. They don't have to make thread and sew clothes, and yet they look more splendid than Solomon, our passage says. And Solomon was a very rich king who had very fine clothes. And yet the flowers can look more beautiful than Solomon. So God is constantly caring for and providing for creation. We can explain many of these things in scientific terms. We can look at the biology that's behind all of these things. But as Christians, we believe that God is ultimately the designer behind all the complex details of his creation. So God cares for the birds and the flowers and the whole of his creation. But human beings have an even more special place in God's heart. We are created to be his image bearers and to be in relationship with him. Our passage tells us, are you not much more valuable than they? That's the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. If God looks after the rest of his creation, he will even more look after us and provide for us. So as well as looking after us, God cares for the whole of his creation. And he calls us to be a part of that too, to join with him in caring for the creation and being stewards of it. Thank you guys very much. You can sit down now. Good holding. Right, where shall I'm going to put these down, because otherwise they're going to fall over, aren't they? So, sometimes, though, we don't care for creation, do we? When sin came into the world and people started doing things their own way instead of God's way, that didn't just affect people, our relationships with each other, our relationships with God. It affected the whole of creation and the earth that we live on. We can look around and we can see lots of ways that we haven't cared for our creation. Plastic in our oceans, pollution in the air, global warming, destruction of animals' habitats. The list goes on. I expect some of you have been learning about those kind of things at school quite a lot recently. It can be really easy for us to focus on me. What do I want? What do I need? But sometimes we don't stop and think about the impact that that has on the creation around us. As creation is impacted by people's actions, then it's the poorest people in the world who feel the biggest impact, like the Tear Fund video that we watched, where global warming has affected people's ability to even grow food for themselves. So in the passage, though, Jesus reminds us that God cares for us, and he knows what we need, and he promises to provide for us. When we know this, that God's looking out for us, then we can take our eyes off ourselves, not think so much about what do I need, what do I want, though we do have to think about what we need sometimes, but we can take our eyes off that, and we can start thinking about different priorities, God's kingdom priorities. And when we're thinking of God's kingdom priorities, then we're thinking about how can I care about other people, and how can I care about this world which God has made and given to us. Sometimes in church, we think that God's kingdom is all about churchy things, kind of spiritual things, and not so much to do with the things around us in our everyday life. But when the Bible talks about God's kingdom coming, then it talks much more broadly, and it covers every aspect of God's creation. In the Old Testament, there was a prophet, and his name was Joel, and he looked forward to a time when God's kingdom will come in power, and everything will be put right to the way it was supposed to be. And this putting right includes the land and everything in it. This is what Joel says. It's up there on the screen. "Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches." This is a promise of an abundant harvest as every aspect of God's world is restored. So, what do you think it looks like to work with God, partner with him in looking after creation? There's choices, really, that we make every day about those things. Can we think about it in the way that we shop, in the products that we choose to buy, in the transport we use to get to school or get to work? Sometimes it can be things like choosing not to use single-use plastics or prayerfully considering which energy company we use. Last weekend, we had the Green Church Open Day, which was a really good opportunity for us to think about these things. I learned lots about how to not waste things, what kind of products I can use that don't use too much plastic, and we also thought about how we can look after nature. I don't know if any of you helped build in the bug hotel that we've got out in the churchyard, but that's a way for us to care about creation around us. And today, it's really good. All Stars have made us some donation boxes so we can share with people and give money to help those who don't have a lot. So, that's enough talking, isn't it? Right now, we've got a choice about how we live in relation to God's creation. Will we partner with him in looking after and caring for it? We might not be able to do really big things, though I think some of us might be able to do really big things, because I think there's some really kind of clever young people in our church. Who knows? Who might have an amazing idea about some renewable technologies that are going to help the whole world in the future? But for a lot of us, it might be small things that we can do. But no matter how big or how small, God is inviting each one of us to play our part.